This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Well, welcome back to Joy 94.9. This is Saturday Magazine. I'm Josh Burns, a federal member for McNamara, and I'm here with Tim Wilson, the member for Goldstein. And we are here on a very special hour of Saturday Magazine, Tim.
We are. We're having a grand old time. We've just had a chat to Alice Workman, but we've got a next guest coming up because you're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. And our next guest is Kate Wickett, the co-chair of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, who's joining us now.
Kate,
g'day.
Ooh. Kate, you might need to take a step to the left there.
Or then step to the right and put your hand on your hips.
Kate, do we have you there now?
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Okay, Kate. And we've got Josh Burns, a member for McNamara here as well. How are you?
G'day, Josh. Yep. I'm really well. Thanks for having me on this morning. It's the week before Mardi Gras starts, so
it is
getting Mardi Gras fish.
You are probably one of the busiest people in Australia right now, and I wanted to ask you, Kate, because this is a tradition that's been going on for a little while now, and it seems to continue to inspire people and to bring people out. And I know it's a lot of fun, but why are people still putting in the effort to really get into the Mardi Gras? Why is Mardi Gras still so important?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. It's something that we ask ourselves a lot at Mardi Gras and how we actually remain relevant for all of our communities. As you mentioned, this is our 42nd year, and what we're seeing is that the crowd numbers are just swelling each and every year.
How many people now coming out to the parade every year?
So on the parade route, we get about 500,000 on the Saturday evening, which... And that includes people on the parade route, but also off the streets to the side of Oxford Street, packing the pubs and apartments and having their own Mardi Gras parties. So about 500,000 on the Saturday. We get about 80,000 on the fair day. So over the 2.5-week festival, we get about 700,000 people coming along.
It's massive.
Mm. Josh, have you ever been marched in Mardi Gras?
No, I haven't. I have never been to the Mardi Gras. We have obviously the Pride March, which goes straight through McNamara, which I've done for as long as I can remember now. But I was speaking to Albo actually about it on the weekend at the Pride March, and he said one of the things I have to do is come up to the Mardi Gras because it's such a brilliant night.
So how many people participate in Mardi Gras, Kate?
Well, in the parade, we're actually limited by, I suppose, the footprint of Oxford Street. So we have about 12,500 people marching. We'd love to have more, but unfortunately we are limited by that number. And as some would know, we probably, unfortunately, have to say no to about 2,500 people who want to get a float. But you're right, and Albo is right, definitely something you need to do at least once in your lifetime. There's just nothing quite like walking up Oxford Street and seeing all the pride flags as you look up the street and people cheering and I suppose all the colour and movement.
Well, of course, the people who started Mardi Gras, the 78ers, are pretty incredible individuals, and we've got one with us. Macca, you're a 78er?
I am, yes. I was there actually by accident.
Right. So you're an accidental 78er.
Well, yeah, I heard it was going on and I joined in the activities and got arrested. So, yeah. First time I got arrested, actually.
Oh, there you go. You haven't been arrested, have you, Kate?
No, not yet.
Now, so can I just ask, is Fred Niles still protesting on the sidelines of Mardi Gras every year? And is there like a little contingent of people who are, you know, praying for rain, or is, have they finally gotten over and realised maybe it's not worth the effort?
Well, if there are, Tim, I haven't seen them. I think they're well and truly drowned out by the thousands and thousands of people who are there, you know, allies included, of course, so a community, but also allies. But I guess that's one of the wonderful things about Mardi Gras is that the floats, we do really look for floats that have, you know, wit and satirical value to them. And this year's theme is what matters. So all of the floats this year are really designed around what matters to the community and what matters to the people putting the floats on.
So can I ask, it isn't just about the parade. You mentioned Fair Day before. What else? Because, of course, we've just come out of midsummer. And, of course, it starts with Carnival. It finishes with Pride March, as Josh was mentioning before. But, of course, it's full of a lot of arts and culture and activities. My Instagram says at least at some point during Mardi Gras there's a pool party, just because I have a whole bunch of friends who seem to photograph themselves in togs. What else happens throughout the season?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's actually 2.5 weeks of festival events. So we do have the traditional signature pool party event. But what we've also added last year for the first time is our caftan party, which is really at the same venue at the Ivy, a pool party, but I guess much more of a, I suppose, mixed audience. We also have a great range of festival programming at the Seymour Centre. So the likes of Yana Alana is performing in her
show. Yana Alana is different from Yana Vent, right? Or they're the same person? I'm being joking. Mac is laughing. Keep going.
Oh, we may have, all right. That joke may have killed the line. It may have. Kate, can you still hear us?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Sorry about the cheesy humour. That's something that Tim and I are bringing to the Saturday magazine.
I'm following your lead, Josh.
Yeah, exactly. Kate, can I ask you can I take you down a bit more of a serious road? You sort of touched, sure. You touched on it around the, you know, what matters as being the theme of Mardi Gras, and you know it is probably one of the biggest gatherings of people. You know, coming together, celebrating who you are, and celebrating people from all different parts of the community. What does matter at the moment? And I guess one question I'd really like to ask is, you know, is that there have been things that have been pretty divisive and have brought a lot of concern to the community right now, the LGBTIQ community, and they have caused a lot of angst to people. What do you think really matters at the moment, and what would you like to see at the moment?
Yeah, sure. I guess what matters, as I said, is going to really be on display on the night in people's parades and floats. But, you know, we're hearing a lot of talk and concern in the community about the religious discrimination bill, about the intersectionality of transgender peoples and the representation of transgender peoples. People, our First Nations community and our Rainbow Nations. So I guess what's always going to be something that we need to consider, as I said earlier, to remain relevant, is how Mardi Gras represents and showcase all of our diverse communities and I guess the diverse parts within our LGBT community. Well, I think sometimes others kind of lump us all in as one big group, and in fact there are a number of different groups within our umbrella.
So on that, what is the community, what is in Mardi Gras, are there events focused particularly towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders and the intersection with LGBTI issues? Are there forums or are there particular events or arts or cultural events to give that visibility?
Yeah, so we run a two-day programming called Queer Stories and Queer Thinking. And Queer Thinking effectively has a number of different breakout sessions on all of those topics that are important and what matters to our community. And I strongly suggest, if you haven't been, it really is, you know, a lot of thought leadership and discussion around those very issues. We also have Koori Gras, and it's a fabulous showcase of First Nations programming.
Well, just on that, because the other thing is we obviously for a very long time, the whole debate around LGBTI issues was consumed by the marriage equality debate. Have you found, since we've been able to resolve that, thankfully, that it's given a platform and opportunity for instance, issues around transgendered Australians or other parts of the community who perhaps haven't had the same attention or voice, the opportunity to get their issues discussed?
Yeah, I think, I mean, marriage equality was certainly had a huge impact on so many Australians. And again, not just our community, but the families and relatives of our community, and really did provide, I suppose, reassurance and a platform for people to feel that they could speak up. I guess to that point, though, there's a line in the sand with respect to marriage equality.
Correct.
What we're hearing from our community is that, you know, as I said earlier, with respect to the religious discrimination bill and other transgender issues, is that we need to keep moving forward and ensuring that our rights aren't eroded and that all of our communities are represented. But you're right, marriage equality was a huge turning point in our nation's history. And, you know, the unification of all different parts of our community for that one single event, I've never seen in my lifetime. So...
Kate,
it was a turning point.
Okay, thank you for that answer. And I guess we've got about a minute to go, and I wanted to ask you one quick question. You know, a lot of young people would be watching the Mardi Gras and looking on and you know, and perhaps in different stages in their life, and especially those who are still at school who were promised to have, by the Prime Minister, have discrimination removed against them or the ability for schools to be removed against them. And that was obviously, you know, has never transpired. What's your message to the young people who are watching Mardi Gras and who may feel that there are still a long way to go for them to be fully accepted into Australian society?
My message really is one that you are not alone. There are people and there are a group of, you know, wonderful humans within our community that are there for you and that will represent you, and that if you're going through a difficult period or, you know, you're searching to find, you know, your place in the world, Mardi Gras is a great, great opportunity for you to express yourself and feel safe and feel included. So I guess the message is one of inclusion. Mardi Gras is an event that is life-changing for a lot of people, but my message to those young people would be you are not alone.
And on that discrimination, you know, you'd like to see it, the ability for schools to discriminate against young people, you'd like to see it removed?
Oh, look, I don't encourage or support discrimination of any description. And I guess Mardi Gras is a platform for people to feel safe, feel welcome and feel included. And by all means, we're a world festival of performing arts. And I suppose through performing arts, we can represent all of our people. So you're right, I don't support discrimination. But I do support inclusion and diversity, and Mardi Gras is a great platform for that.
Kate, thank you so much.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.